Judge censors Rotherham child rape gang survivors demand to deport Pakistani abusers. By Kurt Zindelka on September 20, 2024. A British judge reportedly blocked the victim of a child rape gang victim from telling the court she wanted to see her abusers deported back to Pakistan. During the latest trial involving historic child sex crimes in Rotherham, the Sheffield Crown Court is said to have ordered that the unnamed female victim remove her pleas for the government to send the convicted grooming gang members back to their native Pakistan. According to a report from GB News, barrister Matthew Bean said that whether the abusers, remain in this country or not is something that should be decided by the Home Office and should not be influenced by what the victim should say one way or another. In her original uncensored victim statement, the woman, who began to suffer sexual abuse from grooming gang at the age of 11, had planned to tell the court, "I'd like to request that after sentencing and upon Rudy, Muhammad Amar, and Shoaib's, Muhammad Siyab, release, that they should be deported back to Pakistan as this is where they originated from and came here to exploit children. Thank you." Muhammad Amar, 42, was sentenced to 14 years in prison after being convicted of two counts of indecent assault, while Muhammad Siyab, 49, was sentenced to 25 years behind bars after being convicted of two counts of rape, one count of trafficking, and one count of having sexual intercourse with a child under the age of 13. They were among six men sentenced last week. Responding to the decision to curtail her remarks to the court, the woman told GB News, "If someone's not born here and they're here to exploit children, after the sentences they should be deported. There's nothing to say that they'll stop exploiting children. We can deport them and let their own country deal with them. The Foreign Office should absolutely give Pakistan full punishment if they refuse to accept grooming gang rapists," she added. "Those men need to be deported or Pakistan should have its visas restricted. The failure of the government to deport foreign grooming gang members, particularly those from Pakistan, has been a long-standing source of criticism for the British government. For example, two infamous ringleaders of a Rochdale grooming gang, ringleaders Adil Khan and Qari Abdul Rauf, have so far avoided deportation to Pakistan for nearly a decade after they launched a series of taxpayer-funded appeals, in which they argued that being sent back to their homeland would violate their human rights and claiming to have renounced their Pakistani citizenship. The two men were convicted in 2012 on a string of child sex crimes. However, they were both released from prison early and set loose into the same areas where they had preyed upon young girls, one of whom was left horrified as she ran into her abuser in a local supermarket. Despite winning a ruling in 2022 to deport the two men, the government has still failed to remove them from Britain. Although the United Kingdom is one of the largest donors of foreign aid to Pakistan, Islamabad has reportedly been unwilling to take back its grooming gang criminals. The Nationality and Borders Act of 2022 provides the British government with the ability to impose visa penalties on countries that refuse to accept deportations. However, this power has yet to be used. According to GB News, the failure has come as a result of pushback from deep state civil servants at the Foreign Office. Commenting on the latest case, Reform UK Member of Parliament Lee Anderson remarked, "For far too long these Pakistani grooming gangs have got away with grooming and raping young English girls whilst the police and social services have been very slow to act. It would now appear that even when these vile perverts are caught that our judicial system still puts the perpetrators before the victims. No ifs or buts. If they were born in a different country, send them straight back." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.